Arrowheads are plentiful in the Yadkin River Valley, reminding us of North Carolina's earliest inhabitants. About 10,000 years ago, groups of Native Americans were mostly hunter-gatherers and crafted arrowhead points that we now call the Clovis Point or Hardaway-Dalton Point. The arrowheads would have fluted channels on the points that helped them attach the point to the shaft of a spear. Clovis points are very rare throughout North Carolina and the United States. But we do find the most arrowheads from the woodland period that lasted from about 1000 BC to 1400 AD. During this time, Native Americans began to live in settlements in the floodplains of the Yadkin in small, peaceful groups of 30 to 70 people. They began planting and harvesting crops along the fertile banks of the Yadkin River and its tributaries. Excavations show that they lived in villages with circular houses, made pottery, farmed, fished, and hunted using arrowheads. The arrowheads became smaller and more triangular, about 1 to 3 inches long. During the same time period, the bow and arrow began to be used, and the arrowheads would be attached to the shaft of an arrow to use during hunting. Most arrowheads were made of the plentiful quartz around them. Experts name the style a Yadkin or Yadkin-eared point, and they are often found today in plowed fields, gullies, washouts, and riverbanks. The tribes that inhabited our area in the woodland period were the Tutelo and Saponi. We first hear the area being referred to as Yadkin when Abraham Wood, a Virginia trader, journeyed to North Carolina in 1673. One of his fellow travelers reported that they had made their way to Yadkin Town, which was later changed to the spelling of Yadkin. Yadkin is from the Siouan language, and although linguists aren't sure of the exact meaning, it is believed that it means big trees or the place of big trees. The arrowheads we find today along our beautiful river, surrounded by big trees, remind us of those people who inhabited this very ground long before we did. Every notch that we see carved into arrowheads reminds us an actual person and the hands that formed it as they lived their peaceful life along the Yadkin.